A Georgia court forced Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to confirm additional documents exist about communications Willis had with Special Counsel Jack Smith and the House January 6 committee. Willis admitted additional documents exist. However, she cited various legal exemptions for her reason not to release the documents Judicial Watch sued for. Willis, who spearheaded the prosecution against President Trump for his challenging the 2020 election results in Georgia, previously denied having any records. Just a week prior to Willis's confession, the Superior Court in Fulton County, Georgia entered an order granting a motion for default judgment against Fannie Willis in Judicial Watch's lawsuit for communications Willis had with Special Counsel Jack Smith and the January 6 committee. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton had this to say about Fannie Willis.
Fannie Willis is something else. We've been doing this work for 30 years, and this is the first time in our experience a government official has been found in default for not showing up in court to answer an open records lawsuit. Judicial Watch looks forward to getting any documents from the Fannie Willis operation about collusion with the Biden administration and Nancy Pelosi's Congress on this unprecedented and compromised Get Trump prosecution.
Fitton also promised his followers on X, quote, "Heavy-lifting Judicial Watch will push back in court against this disingenuous secrecy."